This is KERA News. In Denton, 45 residents and 9 staff members at a state-run home for people with severe disabilities have now tested positive for COVID-19. Public health officials are working to slow the spread and identify everyone who's been infected. As KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, families of residents are watching with concern.
More than 400 people live here at the Denton State Supported Living Center, and there are more than 1,700 staff members to give residents the individualized care that they need. And on this sunny Sunday, few cars are driving past the squat guard house and the rust-colored stone wall that surrounds the sprawling green campus. Sundays are when Emily and Tim Sherrod come to visit their sons, Ty and Tate.
We go in the apartment, we maybe shower, get the boys shaved, dressed up in their cutest clothes, and we go in Dad's pickup truck, which is a big deal for them.
The Sherrods haven't been able to visit their 24-year-old identical twin sons for weeks. In mid-March, Emily Sherrod got a letter from the center where her sons have lived for about 5 years. They're both severely autistic, are nonverbal, and have intellectual disabilities. And that mid-March letter said visitation was being restricted. It's a move many hospitals and long-term care facilities made as coronavirus fears grew.
To hear that they were actually locked down and we didn't have that option, it just really upped the ante.
By the next week, 4 residents tested positive for COVID-19, and that grim count has continued to climb. On Friday, Ty and Tate were tested. Emily Sherrod expects the results soon, but says they're generally pretty healthy and not showing any symptoms. And she trusts the center's administration, but
it's very, very hard right now. We're on the outside looking in and trying to be positive.
The specter hanging over public health officials, 35 COVID-19 deaths tied to one nursing home in Washington state. Coronavirus is highly transmissible, especially when vulnerable people live in close quarters, like at the Denton State Supported Living Center. Last week, as the number of cases at the center surged, local and state health officials said they're working closely to coordinate care and to slow the spread. Denton County Public Health Director Matt Richardson.
We believe that's going to work, but because of the vulnerability and the medical fragility of some of those residents, we do anticipate there may be more positives. We don't have a way to quantify that at this time.
Emily Sherrod's a retired nurse, and she says any illness can be incredibly distressing for people with severe intellectual disabilities. Just the tests for COVID-19, the nose swab by a stranger in a face mask, can be traumatizing. And if they end up being hospitalized,
I'm going to use the word nightmare. They're scared of the needles. They're scared of the people dressed in scrubs. You have to talk them through every single procedure and test and everything you're doing so that they won't have as much fear, but sometimes they're not having it and they've still got the fear, you know. So I think you spend the lifespan praying that they'll never have to be in the hospital. I know I do.
She's also concerned about staffing. Ty and Tate require several full-time staff members to care for them. What happens if their caretakers have to stay home?
You can't just pull Johnny Q Public in off the street and they'll know my son's service plan or any other individual. I mean, they're all very specialized because they're all different.
More than anything, Sherrod says she just wishes the family could visit right now, like they do every other Sunday. Go for a drive around town, eat frozen yogurt together.
You know, as a mom, I'd like to get my hands on them and give them a hug and a squeeze, but that's not happening right now, so.
So Sherrod and her husband talk with their son's social worker every day, and they pray that their boys and everyone else at the center somehow ends up safe and healthy. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.